Finance Minister Patrick Chinamasa reveals all may not be well after all in the Sino-Zimbabwe relations as China exerts pressure on cash-strapped Harare to pay up on loans to avoid being cut off.
China is not doling out free lunch. China is looking for business, commercial relationships. And hence, if you haven't paid up the loans, if they are not up to date, they won't actually give you more money.
And MDC renewal team leader Tendai Biti warns that the country may descend into chaos as ZANU-PF grapples with internal factional fights and an imploding economy.
ZANU-PF is the party that is controlling government. So the sad situation that Zimbabwe finds itself is that we have got a horribly weak government. This government is the poorest government since 1980.
The campaign to endorse First Lady Grace Mugabe to take over the ZANU-PF Women's League headship has reached amusing levels, with the party's organs stampeding to ratify her candidacy. The ZANU-PF leaning traditional chiefs yesterday became the latest to lend their support for Amai Mugabe, a political novice considered divisive by some. And today, the Newsday is reporting that spirit mediums will follow suit on Saturday. Although her candidacy is not threatened, Grace Mugabe's handlers are not taking any chances. They have even quoted Zupco buses with adverts canvassing for her, drawing fire from opposition parties and members of the public. Reporter Ntunga Milinkomo turned to political commentator Pedzisai Ruhanya for perspective on this matter and the raging ZANU-PF factional fights.
I think it is a realization of the different factions in ZANU. To understand, to appreciate, and to locate where state power is. State power and the power in ZANU still resides in President Robert Mugabe. So he who wants to remain politically relevant under the leadership and control of the party and the country under President Robert Mugabe must play the tune. They must play the song. And the song in town is to elevate the First Lady to the position of Secretary for the Women's League of ZANU. And anyone who does not show that, anyone who does not respect that, who does not endorse that, who does not bootleg the First Lady, as long as President Robert Mugabe is in charge, they may lose their political position as the party head for Congress. So it's a realization that the old man is in charge of both the party and the country. And those who will not sing the song will be forced to leave the church called ZANU to some other political home outside of ZANU and the state.
There is speculation that a faction in ZANU-PF might actually be planning to install Grace Mugabe as leader of ZANU-PF when Mr. Mugabe is gone. How feasible is that?
That is a very misleading proposition. That is a very uninformed position, because Mugabe is in charge not only of the party, but also of the government. And it's repressive state apparatuses, which includes the central intelligence, the army, the police, and all those sections that the coercive elements of the state. So to suggest that Mugabe does not have teeth is misleading, and those who believe that will surely be looking for a political home outside of ZANU.